Congressman Elijah Cummings, Democrat of Maryland, is a member of the Congressional Black Caucus and an outspoken critic of the federal response to Hurricane Katrina. We have him now on the line. Hello, Congressman.
Hello.
We've just heard that President Bush has ordered 7,000 more active duty troops to New Orleans. 10,000 more National Guard are heading that way to the coast. Are you satisfied with that?
I'm satisfied with words, but words mean very little to me unless there's action associated with them. We've seen in this situation so many people in New Orleans and other areas who said that they were promised simple things like bread and water, and they never got them, or they got them very late. And so, you know, I'm still in a wait-and-see position.
What do you think the federal government should be doing right now to help those people?
The federal government, first of all, needs to use every resource at its disposal to get in there and try to find every single person that needs to be rescued. They also need to make sure that the relief is available to those who are still there in New Orleans and in dire straits in the other states, and make sure that they survive.
Your colleague, Mississippi Congressman Benny Thompson, has called for the resignation of Mike Brown, the head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Do you endorse that call?
Well, I share the president's view. The president said that the efforts that they have made so far, and FEMA would be very much the head of those efforts, the president said that he found the results to be unacceptable. And so I think that in most instances, if I had an employee whose results I found to be unacceptable, and if they were resulting in the death and harm to my constituents, I'd fire them.
You know, I've heard talk from some people, including a lot of people who are in Louisiana and have gotten out of New Orleans, maybe. They've been saying that this crisis has exposed some of our country's deepest-seated problems, problems of race, problems of poverty, problems of poor health care. Do you think this is revealing something, the issues that have not been taken care of in our country?
I think it does reveal a whole lot. And I can tell you that after I talked about this catastrophe yesterday at a Congressional Black Caucus press conference, we got quite a few pieces of hate mail where people were basically saying black folk ought to leave the country, that enough has been done for them. Perhaps they ought to jump off a bridge. More need to jump off a bridge.
Oh, my.
I mean, that showed me something. Here we are, citizens who have paid taxes, who work hard every day, and who are Americans, and they find themselves in dire straits, and suddenly they are termed refugees. So it does reveal some, but it reveals another thing on a broader basis, and that is that, you know, we need to check out our preparedness for harm that might come from terrorists or others. I mean, if we've had this much trouble addressing something that we knew was coming and anticipated was coming, my God, I mean, what's going to happen if we have something like a terrorist attack? And so I think this situation begs for us to evaluate our entire homeland security situation, to look at FEMA, to look at all of those folk, those entities that address emergency circumstances.
Congressman Elijah Cummings, Democrat of Maryland, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. It's been my honor.